Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Glad you've been with us the last 2 hours. Really good show. If you missed anything, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and we're right there, South Florida High School Sports, and can listen to anybody that we had this evening, starting all the way off with Ariel Cribero from Barbara Goleman High School. Brandon Helwig talked UCF football. Adam Lichtenstein talked University of Miami football. Chris Knee joined us, talked about FSU. Chris Ewald, the defensive back from Chaminade Madonna, one of the best in the country. And also Demetrius Mincy, the head coach from Dillard. And we end things up with a really good guy and a friend of the program, obviously. Certainly in his 6 years at Kaiser University, national runner-up, a national championship, 55 wins, and he is now the new head coach at Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory, North Carolina. We welcome in Doug Socia. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and we miss you already.
Yeah, man, thank you so much, man. It's great to hear your voice, and looking forward to visiting here for the next couple minutes, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, you and I talked over the years, you know, progression is a good thing. And, you know, you move on, you know, you keep climbing the ladder of success. You did so. A great job starting Kaiser out, bringing it to the level. Now you get a chance to go to a program. You had your first recruiting class. Talk about the change. You know, obviously North Carolina, always talented with football, a lot of passion. Lenoir Ryan's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's certainly, you know, I'm blessed to have this opportunity. And, you know, and when it came about, you know, it was obviously a very challenging decision. You know, I had a chance to meet with the administration at here at Lenoir Ryan and at Kaiser, and is certainly grateful for my time at Kaiser, but, you know, this place presented, you know, another opportunity, another challenge. And, you know, when I came up here, you know, obviously it's Hickory, North Carolina. I spent a lot of time in South Florida, left for the 1 year to go to the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, was really connected to the community in South Florida and still feel very connected. And, you know, so it was hard, but, you know, this place really blew me away. You know, my wife and I came up on the visit and had a chance to meet with the administration and meet with the alumni and meet and just see what they want to do and their vision. And, you know, it was really a nice opportunity, and the community here is all in on this place. And it's a town of about 40 to 50,000 people that, you know, is all about Lenoir Ryan University and North Carolina high school football. And their coaches have been really good and welcoming to us. And certainly this program has had some storied success. And, you know, the challenge that we have is really taking the next step and, you know, and really the national level and competing for a national championship. And there's a lot of good things in place here that are going to give us that opportunity to do it. You know, starting with the people, there's a really good roster here. And certainly the support and all those things that make it so special for student athletes and their experience. This place gives us a chance, you know, to compete on the national level. And that's the plan.
You know, you come into a situation anytime, you know, when you're new in a situation, it's not, you know, you got to learn the lay of the land. I know you brought a lot of guys with you from the staff down here, but at the same time, you have to learn the community and they have to learn you. And I think you did awesome in your first recruiting class. You got a good mixture of kids from all over the place, whether it be in Georgia, North Carolina. I know you even dipped down into Florida. You got Courtney Watson from Sebring, who I watched a couple of times as well. You know as well as I do, I mean, the recruiting is so competitive in Florida. I mean, everybody wants to come here. And I'm sure it's the same in North Carolina because they have a lot of talent no matter where you go. You know, you talk to a lot of the coaches, whether it's from UNC or App State or anybody like that, and they'll tell you, listen, you go into some of those smaller areas and those guys have a hunger just like we did in Florida. Talk about that, because I think that that's important. I know you'll utilize your contacts in Florida, in South Florida especially, you know, to try to get some kids up there. But at the same time, you've got some really good talent just in like 300-400 miles of the campus.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say this, like, you know, the opportunity that presented us here, you know, it was all about me being able to bring my staff and bringing as many guys as I could. And we were able to do that. And, you know, certainly. And then the next big thing with that is the recruiting footprint is really good here. And certainly it's going to start in North Carolina. And, you know, we can go out in our backyard. There's the state champs at Hickory High School, and, you know, their quarterback's the number one guy on our board. And, you know, then you go into Charlotte and there's so many schools to mention. And, you know, then you can go east towards the beach. So the state of North Carolina really is a fertile area, and you can go up into the mountains and find some kids that are really hungry. And then, you know, for us, it'll naturally be North Carolina, South Carolina. We're going to utilize our contacts in Georgia. And then certainly I'm committed to migrating down to Florida, and we're going to recruit the state of Florida, and we're going to, you know, recruit our relationships. And you know, we've already been able to sign 3 to 4 guys, you know, from the state of Florida. And obviously Courtney was one of them, and Colin Wilson's another one from mainland. And there's a DB from Laley High School over in Naples. So, and there's more that are on our board. So, you know, the recruiting footprint up here is really solid. It'll start in North Carolina and it'll migrate south. And, you know, we're going to do a really good job in Florida. I know we'll do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug Socia joins us. He's a new head coach at Lenoir Ryan in Hickory, North Carolina. And, you know, your conference is pretty competitive. I mean, a lot of people, you know, may not know Mars Hill and Tusculum and Emory and Henry and those schools like that. And Newberry, which also has a really good wrestling team. Barton and Limestone got teams that we've looked at over the past. Catawba, certainly a different level type of program. Wingate. Talk about that, because I think your schedule is very challenging. You know, I mean, you play your first two games of 2024 at home against Bowie State, and then you got Tiffin. Talk about the schedule ahead and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a challenging schedule, and certainly Bowie State was a late addition. Tiffin was something that the previous staff felt like would be a good challenge for the program. And then, you know, our conference is tough, you know, and I think on our side of it, you know, you got Wingate and Newberry and some of those schools you mentioned. So, you know, really trying to figure out the lay of the land. We've watched a lot of film, you know, of our competitors and trying to figure out what we have here on our roster. And, you know, so the schedule is really competitive. You know, we signed a 2-year contract with West Florida to play them in 2025 and 2026. So,
nice.
You know, looking forward to that. You know, I've always believed in trying to elevate the schedule to, you know, maximize the challenge for your team so they're ready for postseason. And so certainly no shortage of tough games up here to play.
Yeah, no doubt. How was the spring? Did it go good?
It was really awesome. You know, we had 15 days. I think we had one rain day and then we had to readjust. But these kids have done a great job. There's a good core roster here, and there's really good football players, and installing an offense, a defense, kicking game, you know, a lot of new faces. I was able to retain a couple coaches, but for the most part, it's a new face, you know, slightly new vision and culture in the building, and as it comes with change. But, you know, I couldn't be more pleased about our spring football, and, you know, looking forward to, you know, watching these guys work the rest of this week in the weight room, and then, you know, they'll get into finals and then we'll send them off. And then we're fortunate enough to be able to bring guys back, you know, for summer school and for summer lifting and housing and all that stuff. So looking forward to, you know, having that this summer. And certainly there's a lot of work to do, and but, you know, a lot of the foundational things, we were able to put those in in, you know, the 95 days that we've been here. So, but it's been awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Keep Nick Vagnone very busy, because he's a guy I know worked very hard down here for you. And, you know, he's one of those guys that knows how to recruit, and he knows the talent. And we miss all the guys. Tell him we said hello, and best of luck to you. Are you guys going to come down here over the next couple of weeks?
We will. I think in 2 weeks we'll be down. We're going to kind of do it like we did at the last place, where we're going to blitz the area. And, you know, I think we'll be in Palm Beach County on Monday.
Okay.
Coach Lord is going to, you know, hit Palm Beach County. And then, I believe in 2 weeks, I'll be down there. Coach Vagnone, Coach Owens, and, you know, we're going to hit, you know, Broward County, Dade County, you know, up into Polk, up the Treasure Coast, and really all the areas that were so good to us at the last place. But hopefully we can bump into each other. Maybe I'll see you down at Cardinal Gibbons. We'll run in the Mad the Buck or one of those guys. And we'll definitely keep Nick Vagnone busy for sure.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Best of luck. You know, we're always in your corner, and we'll talk with you soon.
Appreciate it. See you guys soon. Thanks.
Good stuff. Doug Socia, head coach at Lenoir Ryan in North Carolina, wraps up. What a great show we had. Thanks, Danny. We are going to do this again next week. We'll see you then.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.